has joined.
Good morning.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Today we will study the fourth aliyah, or Parashat Vayikra. It begins with Leviticus chapter 3, verse 1, and completes at verse 17. This is a total of 17 verses, and we know this, the number 17 relates to the Hebrew word good or goodness, which is Tov. Verse 1. Ve'im zevach shelamim karbano im min habakar hu makriv im zachar im nekeva tamim yakrivenu lifnei Adonai yo hewahe adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo wesamach yado al rosh karbano ushkato betach Ohel Moed Wizar Kubne Acharon Akohanim et Adam Alhamizbeah Saviv. Behi Kriv Mizbah Ashlamim Ishela Adonai. Yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo ed hahe lev ham kase ed hakerev yet kol hakalev asher al hakerev ed shite hachlai. Uyed hachelev asher aleichen asher al haksalim uyed hayoteret al hakaved al haklayot yesirena vehikiru oto vene acharon Amizbeach al haola asher al haitzim asher al haishishereach nichoach la Adonai yo hewahe adanu yo adanu yo. Yo ah hey da wanu hey yo. I did take a look at the words Reach Nehoach. The gematria of Reach is 218. The number 216 is the same gematria as Geburah. It's also the number of letters in the 72 names of God. If you put a bet in front of 216, it becomes 218. And that bet has the meaning of in or with. So you could say that Reach Nehoach, Reach portion of it, relates to with the 72 names. Nehoach has a gematria of 76, and that is 74 plus a bet. Have in or with a witness.
Has joined.
So with witness, with witnessing in the 72 names. This fragrant smell, this sweet smell to Hashem, is when we are witnessing the utilization of the 72 names. That's one of the meanings of this phrase. Continuing to read the Hebrew in verse 6. Min ha'tzon karbano lezeva shelamim ladonai yohewahe adanu yo yohahe dawanu heyo zaharon keva tamim yachrivenu im kesev hu makriv et karbano v'hikriv oto lifnei Adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo v'sama et yado al rosh karbano v'shachat oto lifnei ohel moed v'zarku b'nei acharon et damo al hamizbeach saviv v'hikriv mizevach hashlamim mishe ladonai yohe wahe Adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu hei yo. Chelbo ha al ya, temima le uma ke yatse. Yesirena, uyed hachelev ham kase. Et hakerev, uyed koha. Asher al hakerev v'et shitei hachlai hachlat hachlayod v'et hachelev asher aleichen asher al haksalim v'yed hayoteret al hakaved al haklayot yesirena v'hiktiro hakohen ha'mayisbe'acha lachem yishel adonai yohewahe adanu yo yo ahe da wanu heyo. We Tarbano. Vehi krivo lifne Adonai. Yo he wahe adanu yo. Yo ahe dawanu he yo. Wisamachet yado al rosho. Wishachat o to lifne o hel moed. Wizar kubne acharon et amo al hamizbe. Vehi kriv mimenu karbanu karbano ishel Adonai yo hewahe adanu yo yo aheda wanu heyo et hachelev ham kias se et hakerev et kol hachalev asher al hakerev v'et shetei achlayot et hachalev asher alachem asher al hachsalem v'et hakered al hakaved al haklayot yisirena behiktiram hakohen amizbecha lechem ishel reach michoa kol chelev la adonai yo hewahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu hey yo.
Has joined.
Lam ledorotechem, v'kol moshvotechem, kol chelev v'kol dam lo tochelu. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. In the English translation, verse 1 of chapter 3, if his sacrifice is a peace offering, if he brings it from cattle, whether male or female, unblemished, he shall bring it before Hashem. And he shall lean his hand upon the head of his sacrifice, and slaughter it at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And Aaron's descendants, the Kohanim, shall dash the blood upon the altar around. And from the peace offering, he shall bring a fire offering to the Hashem, the fat covering the innards and all the fat that is on the innards. So part of the peace offering is an ola. It's just not the whole animal. And the two kidneys with the fat that is upon them, which is over the flanks. And he shall remove the diaphragm with the liver along with the kidneys. And Aaron's descendants shall cause it to go up in smoke on the altar, apart from the burnt offering, which is on top of the wood that is on the fire. A fire offering with a pleasing fragrance to Hashem. If his sacrifice for a peace offering is Hashem's, If his sacrifice for a peace offering to Hashem is from the flock, whether male or female, unblemished, he shall bring it. If he brings a sheep as his sacrifice, then he shall bring it before Hashem. And he shall lean his hand upon the head of his sacrifice, and slaughter it before the tent of meeting. And Aaron's descendants shall dash its blood upon the altar around. Now, this could have been written with less letters, because it's somewhat of a duplication of what was discussed about the cattle. But it wasn't. This is now a lamb. So what is the spiritual meaning for why these were separated? Verse 9, and the peace offering he shall bring a fire offering to Hashem, its choicest part of the complete tail, which he shall remove opposite the kidneys and the fat covering the innards, and all the fat which is on the innards. So you see that the lamb has a different way of separating the components than the cattle does. And the two kidneys with the fat that is upon them, which is over the flanks, and he shall remove the diaphragm with the liver along with the kidneys. And in this sense, it's similar to the cow. And the Kohen shall cause it to smoke on the altar as food for the fire to Hashem. And if his sacrifice is a goat, he shall bring it before Hashem. Now, it doesn't say specifically male or female like it does with the other animals. And he shall lean his hand upon its head and slaughter it before the tent of meeting. And Aaron's descendants shall dash its blood upon the altar around. Now, we
has joined.
Why the goat is separated from the lamb or the cow, because the goat is utilized typically for a sin offering, and that doesn't want to be mixed with the elevation offering. Verse 14. And from it he shall bring his offering, a fire offering to Hashem, the fat covering the innards and all the fat which is on the innards. So as part of the peace offering, there is an olah consistently among all three animals. And the two kidneys and the fat that is upon them, which is over the flanks, and he shall remove the diaphragm with the liver, along with the kidneys, he shall remove it. Couldn't this all have been said in one verse? So what is the reason? What's the spiritual cause of our need to understand why these verses were separated and not included with less letters? Verse 16, and the Kohen shall cause it to smoke on the altar, consumed as a fire offering, a pleasing fragrance. All fat belongs to Hashem. This is an eternal statute for all your generations. In all your dwelling places, you shall not eat any fat or any blood. We understand why blood is not recommended to be consumed, because you're bringing the soul of the animal into your body, which is in effect your soul. And so it's going to draw you down and further away from Hashem because of the consciousness of the animal. But what is in the fat that is a problem for a human being to eat. Now, fat is not necessarily tasty, although it can be made to be tasty. Fat may be unhealthy, because the more fat you consume, essentially it breaks down into sugar, because that's what, you know, when you have too much sugar in your body, your body changes it into fat. So that could be the reason, that it's literally unhealthy to eat fat. But that's not necessarily a spiritual reason. That's the completion of the Hebrew and the English translation. Does anyone have any questions? Perek Shirah in chapter 6 on page 14. Paragraph. Ahravomer tov Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo-Yo Wahei Dawanu Heyo Lakol Verachamav Alkol Masav. This is a verse from Tehillim, from Psalms. The scorpion is saying, Hashem is good to all, and his mercy is upon all of his handiwork. The Akrav is the animal associated with the month of Mar Cheshvan. So it's a bitter animal. It's an animal that we're supposed to kill. The only reason you can leave the Amidah when it's not yet complete is to kill a scorpion that you see. So there's something essentially negative about the scorpion. And we know what it is. It's the coldness that is included in the name, because if you look at the spelling, Ayin Kuf Resh Bet, what you have is the word kar, meaning cold, separating between the Ayin and the Bet. It's keeping the 72 names unusable. Remove the coldness of the scorpion, as in Mar Cheshvan, and you can utilize the 72 names effectively. So why is this scorpion saying this verse? The one answer is, if you look at the word Verachamav, which has its shorish as mercy, rechem. But rechem is an interesting word in that if you go one letter to the left for each of the three letters, the resh becomes a shin, the chet becomes a tet, and the mem becomes a nun. So rechem, mercy, becomes satan. That is why the scorpion is saying this verse. But the whole idea of mercy becoming satan has to be contemplated. It's a significant teaching. Why would mercy be considered satan? And the answer is in the concept of chesed and our understanding, when a mother loves her child so much that she doesn't discipline him, the child grows up to be a non-functioning member of society. Love and mercy can be frequently interchanged. It's hard for people to understand the difference. But mercy can be so much, so out of context,
has joined,
so imbalanced, that it creates this problem and it becomes satan. Shabbalul Omer Kimo Shabbalul. Demes Yahalach Nanfel Eshet Bahazu Shamesh. The snail is saying, like the snail that melts away, the stillborn of a mole that does not see the sun. This is a verse from Psalm. We know why the snail is saying this, because it's also mentioning itself. But look at the verse. What is the essence of the verse? The snail that melts away. The snail that melts away is because it... You always see snails come out when there's rain, because their hiding places are washed out by the rain. And then when the sun comes out and dries up the water, it actually dries up the snails. They can't move if they're still alive, because they're too weak. So on the one hand, you have the sun that is creating this problem for the snail. But on the other side is the lack of sun, is the mole that does not see the sun. And that essentially, that mole that's laid, it's a insect that's laid into a place of darkness that can't see the sun. And if it cannot find its way to the sun, it dies. So the sun can bring death, or the lack of sun can bring death. That's the interesting aspect to me of this verse. We've completed our time in a half hour at 8 o'clock West Coast time. We will connect to the fourth month, the month of Tammuz, as part of our ritual for the month of Sivan, taking control of that month of Tammuz, which is one of the three most negative months of the year. So if we take control, we can minimize that negativity and perhaps make it a positive month. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.